Blog Talk Radio.
Money, only thing I'm calculating. Pressure get shaky when they see you about to make it. You think they showing love, but in reality they hate it. You tell them about your wins and then they change their conversation. Money, only thing I'm calculating. Money, only thing I'm calculating. You think they showing love, but they hate it. You tell them about your wins and then they change the conversation.
Check if you owe me money, pay me, I'm impatient. And if I owed you money, shit, you gon' keep waiting. I don't owe nobody shit. Take care of my business, I'm legit. Can't fuck with my team, we do it quick. Throw me a bag, but I make a flip. On point, bet you'll never see me slip. A1 when I'm saucing with a drip. A1 when I'm saucing with a drip. Top speed when I'm flossing with a whip. G5 when I'm flying, taking trips. If you see me, know my presence is a gift. Too lit, I mean all these haters sick. It's a nasty world, you already know the clip.
My money, only thing I'm calculating. Pressures get shaky when they see you about to make it. You think they showing love, but in reality they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change their conversation. Money, only thing I'm calculating. Money, only thing I'm calculating. You think they showing love, but they hate it. You tell them about your wins and then they change the conversation.
Oh, this girl thinks she the shit now. Bougie as hell, now she getting money. We should chill back in the day. That bitch was broke back when I was getting it.
Wow, so you don't got time for me? Start your little career now. Now you don't even know nobody. Fuck out of here, bitch. That shit gon' work.
That's when you see the true colors in these frenemies. All up in my face and behind my back is different energy. They don't want me to win. They would rather see the end of me. You'd be surprised what people do over jealousy. Listen, I keep my circle at the minimum. If they ain't on my level, best believe me, I ain't friendly. Old friends, they mad now. They said that I ain't helping them. But where were you when I was in the trenches? I was struggling. Now I'm in my bag and you mad, cause I'm doubling, not juggling.
Kibbles is turning, it's puzzling. Every time I check my money coming. Every time I check my money coming.
Money, only thing I'm calculating. Pressure get shaky when they see you about to make it. You think they showing love, but in reality they hate it. You tell them about your wins and then they change their conversation. Money, only thing I'm calculating. Money, only thing I'm calculating. You think they showing love, but they hate it. You tell them about your wins and then they change their conversation. Why y'all hating? I ain't waiting. I'm getting to the money. My money, I'm conquering. I bet you can't take it from me. I'm from the bottom and now I know at the top it's lonely. They only want you around only when their stomach hungry. Why y'all hating? I ain't waiting. I'm getting to the money. My money, I'm conquering. I bet you can't take it from me. I'm from the bottom and now I know at the top it's lonely. They only want you around only when their stomach hungry.
Money, only thing I'm calculating. Pressure get shaky when they see you about to make it. You just show me love, but in reality they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change their conversation. Money, only thing I'm calculating. Money, only thing I'm calculating. You think they showing love, but they hate. You tell them about your wins and then they change their conversation.
Yo, we back
yo.
Monday.
Yo,
Monday.
That song was fire, though. Y'all gotta get that artist next to me, man. Definitely gotta get that artist next to me.
Definitely. Yo, people, you know it's Monday. It's Humble Life Reality Radio / Experience. I'm your host, Dre Star. I'm here with the beautiful birthday girl, V. Tony. What's going on, V?
What's going on, Dre? What's going on, Sam? How's everybody doing tonight?
Totally. Yo, Kate, we got a great show for you. I mean, Strap is in the building. know what I'm saying? You know, like, patience for 23. And, you know, on his busy schedule. Snap, you know, start the shoot, bro. Let everyone know who you are and what you're about.
What's up, y'all? My name's Scrap. I'm CEO and founder of Smack Snacks Events. Basically, we're an infused baked goods company. That's how we started off, actually. But now we throw events. We give artists and comedians a platform to showcase their talent and, you know, network with each other and things of that nature.
Okay. How long
have you been doing this occupation? Wow. Actually, my next event is going to be my 1-year anniversary. My 420 event will be our 1-year anniversary. We're celebrating our anniversary that day also.
Wow. That's really exciting. What's up? So as far as your upbringing, so like, what inspired you to get into this type of field? You know, everybody else going to be rappers and everybody going to be this and that. What made you change the direction a little bit?
Well, one, I can't rap. So I figured why not, you know, just try to give some of these people a platform to showcase their stuff and, you know what I'm saying, see if it's possible, if I can help them out in any way. Like, I have two artists that I'm dealing with now, Spicy Kia and Elegant. And I, you know, I just do everything I can to try to keep them on the right path as far as this music stuff goes. Because, you know, we don't want any of these young artists getting misled or getting taken advantage of. You know what I'm saying? So part of the artist development that we do is basically making sure that the artists know what and what not to sign, what and what not to do when it comes to this music industry, and, you know, just basically just trying to make sure that they are on the right path.
Definitely. It's a lot of negativity out there, a lot of false hope out there, you know what I'm saying? These young kids, man, they're so attracted to things so easily, so it's good that you're out there, you know what I'm saying? There's someone out there showing something positive, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. That's what we all about over here at Smack Smack.
Right.
What are we all about?
So V, it's on you.
Yeah, I'm here. So as far as the event with the comedy show and everything coming up, what made you go in the direction of doing comedy? Because I know I've been to your pop-up events before. You've done showcases with a lot of different artists. But this is the first time I'm hearing you doing something with This is the first time I'm hearing of you doing something really big with comedians. What made you really want to come out and make people want to laugh like that?
Well, before I get into that, I want to wish you a happy birthday. I hear it was your birthday. I want to wish you a happy birthday. And basically, I love comedy, man. I feel like laughter is like the easiest way to heal somebody without having to give them a whole bunch of drugs and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Laughter is always going to be good. I grew up watching a lot of stand-up comedy, so I figured why not try to throw a comedy show. My last two comedy shows actually were very successful. So I figured with this one, I'm going to go all out. I got a couple of OG comedians. I got Smokey Suarez out of Harlem. He's funny as hell. He's been in, he was actually in a couple of movies. He was in Paper Soldiers, which was like a Dame Dash movie with Kevin Hart and the other comedian Capone. And who else I got? Oh, I got A.G. White, another OG comedian. He's from Brooklyn, actually. He's done stand-ups on Def Comedy Jam, Bad Boys of Comedy. Same with Smokey Suarez. Smokey Suarez has been on Def Comedy Jam, Bad Boys of Comedy, Comic View. Caroline's on Broadway. So these guys, They got a couple of big names, a couple of big things under their belt. So we're definitely going to have us a great show this next one.
That's for sure. That's for sure. So you say you like Tommy. Let me throw a question out there. You have enough wrestler of comedians. You only pick three. Who would it be?
If I can only pick three?
Three, oh, that's
man.
It.
That's hard, bro. That's hard because, oh, man, why would you do that to me? Oh, man. Okay, so I'm definitely going to have to go with, damn, why you do that? All right. Eddie is definitely at the top of the list.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with my era. Like, that's as far back I can go as far as my era go. I'm going to go with Eddie. I'm going to go with we got to put Richard Pryor up there. We definitely got to put Richard Pryor up there. So, you said three? But Mount Rushmore got like five people, though.
We're going to get that from the jacket.
Fuck. All right. Okay, so I'm gonna go Eddie, Richard, and Bernie Mac.
Okay. I should have done that.
Rest in peace to Bernie Mac. Rest in peace to Richard Pryor.
Definitely. Legends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, V, Tony, same question to you. If you had enough Rushmore, what three comedians did you pick?
I have to agree with my boy on the Bernie Mac. Ain't nobody funnier than Bernie Mac. And considering that he's a fellow Pisces, that he's on the Libra scale like my sister, you know, I really understand where they're coming from. So I would say definitely a Bernie Mac. I would say Monique.
Okay.
But if we say Monique, Queens of Comedy. We gotta talk about some more. See, this is what I'm saying.
That's a fact.
It can't just be three, man. You can't do that to us, bro. This is not right.
Okay, and I'm gonna really throw it back on y'all. Y'all ready?
Uh-huh.
How about Miss Laura from Def Comedy Jam?
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, come on,
man.
See, this guy's no good.
I don't like this guy. I wanna do him.
All right, my three. I'm forty something. Let me say. I'm going all the way back to Red Fox. I'm forty. Oh, okay.
See, you talking about that's
See?
What I'm saying, man. Because, like, if it was up to me, I would pick everybody that was in Harlem Nights.
Oh,
you're so right.
You
know
what
right.
I'm saying? That would be Eddie Murphy, Red Fox, Richard Pryor,
Della Reese.
What's his lady's name? I couldn't remember her name. Della Reese. Like, there was so many people in there.
Yes.
Robin Harris was in there. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
yes.
Like, you can't do that to me, man.
I don't think that it would be
you
a
probably,
movie right
You
hard,
probably
like,
thought
like,
I was going to say something like, you probably thought I was going to go like Kevin Hart, Mike Epps,
that's generally where everybody goes.
Kevin Hart is not even playing anymore. He just screams a lot. Like, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of the screaming.
I think that's more of a Napoleon complex than it is anything else, to really be honest, because he just wants to be seen and heard.
I'm small. I don't be actually. I do be screaming all over the place. Never mind. I take it back.
Yeah.
Do your thing, Kev.
Little people stand up.
That's the fuck up. You ain't too small.
I know I'm not that far. That's why we're the same height and trunk us.
Oh man. All right. Next question.
So look, let's get back to you a little bit. Slow down a little bit. This show is about. Not everybody has a jump shot or got 16 bars. It's okay to have a 9-to-5. It's okay to have a job or be an entrepreneur. You know what I'm saying? And
that's a fact, and I'm trying to make that.
It's okay to be the everyday person.
Shit, I'm an everyday person. I get up every night, take my ass to work every night. Just like the record
dude,
shows.
People like that don't get celebrated. We tell our kids, you know, you gotta be a basketball player or you gotta do this or do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't celebrate our 9-to-5 entrepreneurs. You know what I'm saying?
No, and we need
the people that you
We need to normalize that.
Yes, definitely. So look, that's my question. What was it that kept you inspired to actually do your own thing and say, fuck the 9-to-5 or, you know what I mean, what made you just do you?
Well, I actually still work at 9-to-5. Like I said, I get up every night and go to work. when I say that, I'm not talking about events. Like, I actually have a legitimate job that is actually helping fund everything that I do. You know what I mean? So
yes.
Job is definitely necessary. Like this, you know what I'm saying? I can't throw these events. Like, I'm not pulling this money out my ass. So,
no, of course, no. Yeah, that helps the
business. That's a whole fact.
So the job is definitely necessary to help fund everything. But as far as the events go and what really made me want to do it, I started off, like I said, I started off as a vendor. Excuse me. I started off as a vendor. My partner and I, we started off, you know, vending at these events. And then I started noticing that a lot of these promoters or a lot of these hosts that are having these events and whatnot, they're charging the vendors a whole bunch of money and not really offering anything other than a spot. You get what I'm saying?
Other than
a spot. It's like, okay, that's it. So I got tired. I got tired of going to these events, being a vendor, paying whatever I paid. I'm not even going to disclose that, but paying whatever I paid to be a vendor and not even making back my my table fee or you know, whatever the case may be. So with that being said, I just decided I'm going to start. I'm going to start doing my own events, and that's what I started doing. I started getting some vendors together, getting the artists together and whatnot, and I just started throwing my own events, and it's been working out for us.
That's definitely been working out for us. And what area you mostly throw your parties at?
Brooklyn and Queens, downtown Brooklyn, and my next event in April is going to be right here in Jamaica, Queens.
That's what's up. So everybody, y'all see the Facebook page, all the information's on the flyer. So y'all want to attend, you know, need this, you know, for support.
Yeah,
you know
definitely,
I mean?
Definitely. We got advanced tickets on deck on Eventbrite. Just type in Laugh Your Face Off and it should pop right up. The advance tickets are $25. The link is also in my Instagram bio, so y'all could tap into that too. The Instagram is smacksnacks_events. That's smacksnacks_events. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, definitely tap in with me. DM me if you're trying to get a ticket, or you can just go directly online to Eventbrite and get your ticket from there. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Make sure you tap in. Trust me, you don't want to miss this event. We got a hot box tent. We got a weed blower. We got pinatas filled with goodies. We got, there's going to be all types of 420 games. Like I said, I got about 12 comedians that are going to hit the stage, 2 or 3 artists. I got special guests, VIP sections. It's going to be a madhouse, man. Trust me, this is an event you don't want to miss, so make sure you tap in with your boy.
That's what's up. Look, we're going to go to a song. We're going to go to a song real quick, and we're going to come back with some more. Her name is Strap, and your beautiful V, Tony, right after this.
Let's go.
Hey. Keep me together, say you keep me together, say the only time you meet,
I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. But you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it up, gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Keep me when I need somebody lifting me up. You the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I needing you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Together, girl, I'm telling you I want this forever. Yeah, I'm trying to let you know that I want this forever. Keep me together, yeah, keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit is standing forever. But you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep
everybody doing tonight? So Scrap, you coming back?
I'm here.
What's good, Dre? So Scrap, when it comes to these events and the networking and building up with all these different people, and how you got frustrated at the beginning, being a vendor, what would you say to other vendors that are trying to branch out into it, that are trying to come into the pop-up scene? What would you suggest for them to start doing?
Come fuck with me, man. You hear me? Come fuck with me. That's what I would say. Come to 420. Come see the vibe. Come, know what I'm saying? Check it out. And come fuck with me. You know what I mean? I definitely got a spot for you.
Well, that's a definite. I'm one person that'll definitely be there myself. We've already discussed this, that I'll be there with Shade Tutu, with the body butters and the fragrances.
And
what other vendors?
Shit for my hair and all that. I'm looking crazy out here.
We can't have that. You can't be ashy out here. We can't do that.
Exactly. I gotta get that guest discount and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we,
you know, like,
now, man. Y'all fuck with me.
You gotta get the grown and sexy back.
Yeah.
So, all right, what other things are you looking into venturing into? I see that you've gone into comedy. You've gone into managing some artists that you brought up. What other things are you looking to go into in the future?
Oh, man. I got so many plans, so many big plans. I'm working with a lot of different people. Actually, this event that I'm having now, I'm throwing with the beautiful queen. Her name is Queen Y. Her IG is Meeka Nice. That's MeekaNyce on IG. So y'all make sure y'all tap in with her and go follow her. She's a female comedian / content creator / man, listen, her resume just goes on. It's like I can't even say everything that she does because I'm not going to remember everything. So I don't even want to play myself and half-ass it, you know what I mean? But I'm going to just say that she's an amazing person. She does her thing. She's been hosting a couple of my events for, like, maybe a couple of months now. I want to say about 2 or 3 months now. You know what I'm saying? And I love the energy that she brings to the table, you know what I mean? So she's one person that I've been working with, and I'm going to continue to work with in the future. I also have a kids entrepreneur pop-up fair type of thing that I'm planning with one of the vendors. We're basically trying to give the kids, the young ones, an opportunity to showcase and sell whatever it is that they may be working on. Because I know, like, my daughter, she does she makes lip glosses and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? And I know there's a lot of kids out there that's selling, like, the little croc pieces and, you know what I mean, things like that. So I want to do a pop-up shop basically to cater just to the kids. I'm not going to charge them anything to be there, obviously, you know what I'm saying? But I am going to charge to get in. I still got to make my money work with it.
Well, at the end of the day, it's always about a dollar, but that is a great idea.
But
that's
I'm
a great concept, great idea. Yeah,
I'm
that's great. That's awesome.
I would like to, have a petting zoo out there, maybe get a couple of rides, you know, make it look like a whole, like a carnival fair type of thing, you know what I'm saying? But the kids are going to be the vendors, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I think that would be dope. Don't try to steal my idea. I will find you, and I will hunt you down and break both your legs. Don't try to steal my idea.
Now, you know, that's real funny to say when you're going to try and hunt somebody down. How you going to try and hunt down two hosts in a chair? You know, we speed off, right?
I wasn't talking about
that. For a reason.
I was talking about the general public, the listeners, the people out there. I'm a fine job.
Okay.
I ain't worried about y'all.
Because, listen, we roll out. Like, we roll out quick, fast, and in a hurry. You already know.
I be knowing.
You better get your Heelys on to catch up to us.
Definitely know the vibes. Trust. You done ran over my foot a couple of times. That's why I got to have surgery now.
You be all right. You be all right. Yeah, be all right. Yeah, be all right. Yeah, be all right. Bob and weed next time. Bob and weed.
I'll try.
You try. But I see right now you're not bobbing and weaving with these events and with the direction that you're going with promoting these kids, with promoting our community in every aspect of the word. And when I say our community, I mean as the black and brown community. I mean as the West Indian community. I mean as being a New Yorker. Just being in the hip-hop community in general, being a young entrepreneur and trying to strive out, you're definitely doing it, and I commend you. I'm proud of you, my brother, and I'm glad to see you doing it. The reason why I was so happy to hear that you were excited to do the interview here.
Oh, yeah, most def, man. I mean, come on. The same way that I give people a platform to showcase themselves and to, you know what I'm saying, network and reach out with other people. You guys are doing the same, so I definitely wanted to be a part of that. You know what I mean? Because that's definitely what we're all about over here at Smack's Events. You know what I mean? We're about networking and reaching out to the youth, reaching out to the people, and doing it for us because ain't nobody going to do it for us. You feel me? We all we got at the end of the day. I mean, I know we're not as united as we need to be, but I'm trying to change that as much as I can, you know what I'm saying? If I can unite people through comedy and through music and through these events, you know what I mean, and bring people together. Like, you'll be surprised the people that be at my events and don't nothing happen. You get what I'm saying? Like, it'd be people that be ready to kill each other on the streets, but when they're at this comedy show and they all laughing together, ain't nobody thinking about that. You know what I'm saying? Now, what they do when they leave, whatever they do when they leave, that ain't on me. But for that little hour and a half or 2 or 3 hours that they was at my event, everybody was having a good time, and it was all love. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're trying to bring everywhere we go. We're trying to bring good vibes, love, and just good energy. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it starts off with. It starts off with that good energy. You always get the energy that you put out. You know what I mean? So That's what I've been trying to do for the past, I want to say, 10 years. Ever since I've been out of prison, it's been longer than 10 years since I've been out of prison, but ever since I've been out of prison, I've just been trying to put out a lot of good energy because I know, I believe in karma, you get what I'm saying? And when I was younger, I did a lot of bullshit, you know what I mean? I did a lot of people dirty, and, you know, I know that may or may not come back to me, so with that being said, I've just been pushing out as much good energy as possible. You get what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I believe in karma. It may not come back to me, but it may hit my kids. You feel me? So if I want any karma to hit my kids, I want it to be good karma.
Definitely, bro. Definitely. And as I said, we need to start somewhere. And even if it's one by one, eventually, you know what I mean? Someone to see it right. You feel me? If you help at least one person, if you help one person, you help the million. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. And not only that, too, like, you never know what the next person is going through. You get what I'm saying? You never know what the next person is going through, man. So that one good gesture or good deed that you may do may make that person safe. You know what I'm saying? You may save somebody's life just by telling them have a good day or just by saying hello. You know what I mean? Because sometimes, like I said, you never know what somebody going through, man. Depression is a motherfucker. Mental health is a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And you never know what somebody's going through. So it's always good to try to be good to everybody, regardless of who it is, regardless of their skin color, regardless of their religion, the way they look. You know what I'm saying? Handicapped, not handicapped, gay, not gay, bisexual, trans, whatever. Regardless of whatever it is, you got to find some type of good in that person. You know what I mean? And just give off that good energy. Because like I said, you never know what somebody's going through. You never know how you may impact somebody's life by the smallest things that you do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's true, bro. That's true. I learn that every day. So, you know, I have a book about my life story called The Andre Williams Story. And a lot of times when I be out selling my book, people I sell my book to, like, they tell me their story. You feel me? Like, yeah, I've been through this or I've been through that. You know what I'm saying? So I learned a lot about other people by just selling my book. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's dope, though. That's dope, man.
I think it's more about the unity of finding out that you... I think it's more about the unity in finding out that that you're not alone in going through a struggle. Everybody has their own cross to bear. Everybody has a different struggle they have had to go through. You're not alone.
Yes.
And that's what it really comes down to at the end of the day, that as much as you may feel like you're alone, you're really not. There's somebody that's gone through just as much, if not worse.
Okay. All right. Look, all right. We got a question for you. We just go to the phone lines. Yo, who we got?
Oh, this is the man behind the wheels of the stills. This is Jay Sean.
Hello, Jay.
Jay,
what's going on? Peace. First and foremost, you know, I got happy birthday to V. Happy birthday. Wish you many more.
Thank you.
I was listening behind the scenes, and I feel like I'm going to ask the questions that probably the people that's listening, you know, maybe didn't want to ask the questions because, you know, I've been listening to the whole show. Where is the show going to be at again? And what's the date again?
Oh, the date is April 20th. That's Wednesday, April 20th. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Show's going to be in Queens, 19310 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans. That's 19310 Linden Boulevard. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Advance tickets for $25, $40 at the door.
I was just getting ready to say, I was like, if I ask him how much is the tickets, I wonder if that's tacky. But you just said that me and Dre going to have to slide up there. We have to rent the van, and that's how we travel and come through there. Far as I know, you in New York. We based in New Jersey. I'm in Paterson, New Jersey. Dre is in Kearney. What's the procedure? Because I know New York is different. Do you have to be vaccinated to go to your show, or is a mask official?
I don't know if y'all heard, right? But if I'm not mistaken, as of today, all that vaccination and mask and all that shit indoors is a dub. You go as you please. It's all a dub.
Wow, as of today?
You ain't got to do it no
as
more.
As of today?
State of New York.
Oh, okay. Shit, that's hot off the press then. And, what'd you say, Dre?
I said the mayor is walking around New York all day today. Like talking to people, shaking hands, telling everybody, y'all got to wear your mask and things like that.
I heard
that, but you know, I just wanted to ask that question for the listeners. Like, I did hear that too today, but I know it's people probably going to listen and hear the show tomorrow or the next day, and they're going to wonder why. Another thing, but one more thing I want to say before I let you go, Scrap. You said, that's how you say your name, Scrap?
Yes, sir.
That's, okay. You said something earlier that was right on when you said, when you do a lot of stuff when you're young, but the karma might don't come back to you. Sometimes it come to other people. I got a friend
exactly.
of mine, you know what I mean? And he, you know, we used to run a long time ago, but you know how I veered one way, he veered another way. But he had children, and one of his kids lost their life. You know, and then another one of his kids almost lost his life. And then he mentioned to me the other day, I wonder if the karma that I did growing up is coming back to me, but on my children. So, I mean, I don't want to say that's what happened. I don't want to say that's what happened because I don't know if he's listening, but, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Well, you can't say it because, you know, that's your people's, but I'm going to say it because you can't say it. Bruh, that's karma, my nigga. You need to put some good energy into the universe in order to get that good energy back. You dig what I'm saying? That's definitely karma.
Right.
I'm a strong believer of karma, and I feel like that's what it is, my brother. So if you're listening, put some good energy into this world, man. And don't do it. It has to be genuine. You dig what I'm saying? Don't do it because you feel like you're going through karma or because you feel like it's something you need to do to get out your funk. Nah, it has to be genuine. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't in you, it just ain't in you. You know what I mean? But it has to be genuine. Word.
Yeah, you're right. So that's all I wanted to say. Me and Dre gonna try to make it to the show because let me tell you, I love comedy, and I go to that April Fool's joint at the Garden every year, but I think they canceled it last year. So, you know, I support everybody. I support me and Dre support everybody. So you're definitely gonna be hearing from us about them tickets. And one more thing. What's the Instagram of the lady you gave out a few minutes ago again? I didn't catch it.
Oh, it's excuse me. It's smack_events. That's smacks with two C's. And I guess I'll just spell it out for you. smacksmacksz_event. The Facebook
can reach out. And the other Instagram you gave out, I think for the young lady or the comedian or somebody you're helping.
Oh, yes. My host for the evening, yes, Miss Mika Nice. Her email. Her IG is MeekaNyce. That's Mika Nice, a.k.a. the Queen,
okay.
Queen Y.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot, man, for taking the call. Happy birthday, V. Dre, it's you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys for having me, man. Bro.
Yeah, anytime, man. Like I said, man, you say you got artists. You know, bring them through, man. Be able to see interview. You know what I'm saying? Kick their music in rotation. You know, it's a platform for us. So all of us. You know what
I'm most definitely. Most definitely. I could definitely do that. You just let me know where I need to submit the music to, and we can make it happen.
Definitely.
And you guys.
B, any final words?
For me, I would say, any other time, stay blessed and stay up.
There you go.
You guys do this every Monday, right?
Yeah, every Monday.
Every Monday.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'm definitely going to, I already shared it everywhere, but I'm going to continue to do so, you know what I mean, and show my support, have some more people tap in, and this is dope. I like this, man. I definitely like this. Word, I love what you guys got going on.
The link, you can share the link to all your friends and family, and so you want to, showcase your interview. The link is available anytime, so I'll make sure you get that.
Yeah, I tried to, I shared the link to a few people, and they told me they couldn't tap in. They said it wasn't working because I was trying to get some people to listen and call up and whatnot. That said the link wasn't
working. It's up and running. Maybe you got to reset your phone or something like that, but it's definitely up and running. It'll always be up and running. It'll be on YouTube real soon also. So, we're going to take care of you all the way around the board. Get you out there. Get the whole story out there.
Definitely. That's dope. Definitely.
Alright. So, as I said, man, come anytime, and we thank you for having you.
Appreciate you guys, man. Thanks for having me. Well, y'all stay blessed, stay productive, and everybody be blessed, like I said, man. Keep that good energy going.
Definitely. Thanks, bro, for coming.
All right. Oh, cool. I like that. That was real cool. So, this is Stephanie's show, and it's your birthday. How you feel about tonight's show?
Tonight's show was definitely interesting. It was definitely a cool show, a cool vibe. Today for me is a double whammy. It's a double blessing for me. It's not just my birthday, but it's also an anniversary for me. Today actually marks the anniversary of me waking up from my accident and waking up from my coma. 4 years ago today, I was just waking up and I was just starting my fight to get into my, I was just getting into my chair. Well, I was still in the hospital. I hadn't made it into the chair yet, but I had just started the fight and made it back to life. I hadn't gotten the spinal surgery yet or anything else, but I had just started. And I would say I was in a coma for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. And
wow.
For today to be the day that it is and how positive everything has been, I've been receiving so much love, so many blessings. So many shout outs. Everybody's just been so nice and so loving. And I just want to thank everybody for all the birthday wishes, all the birthday shout outs and loves, Facebook, Instagram, just everything. It's been great. Even just the simple things, like today my son decided that I needed to wear my birthday crown. So I wore my birthday crown all day today.
That's so sweet. Wow, you have a very incredible story, V told me, and I'm sure you're an inspiration to a lot of people. And I'm just happy that you...
You're one yourself.
Yes, but you know what? A lot of times when you hear your own story, like, you've been through it, so it's like, all right, you know it, you know what I'm saying? But when you hear someone else's story and they've been through something similar to what you can relate to, it just means a little bit more sometimes, you know?
Yeah, it makes you appreciate life a little bit more. and yeah, makes you appreciate the really simple things in life that much more.
Right, definitely.
Like, today was just a very simple day for me. It was every day, go to the gym, run some errands, do some grocery shopping, but work on my business. But that's all I really needed. Nothing extravagant. It doesn't always take for us to be the Insta famous or live like the celebrities or the Joneses or try to keep up with other people. Sometimes it could be just a basic walk around the block.
That's real tough. But look, next week we got a great show for you. We got something lined up. Find out what it is on the Facebook page. Follow us. V, do you want to do your social media real quick?
Sure. We can give me a shout out on, or you can hit me up on Shay22 on Instagram or on Facebook.
Yeah, y'all know how to get me, man. It's great stuff. Hunter Race Entertainment/ Hunter Race Experience. We out here. We ain't going away. See y'all next Monday. Don't be late yet. Yeah.
Definitely.
I bet. Yeah. Walk with me.
Come take a walk with me, grab my hand. Let me school you, little bro, make you understand. You gotta run the streets to become a man. Just stay in your own lane, you can buy some land. I see the fire in your eyes. Don't fall into the trap, in the trap you can die. So many soldiers stand down in the sky. Pay attention to the vibe, that's what's keeping you alive. Have patience, just talk to me. Get out of line, you get chalked for free. I won't let you fall if it's up to me. And they say misery like companies. Don't let them put you down on companies. You know I got your back, you look up to me. It's okay to show love, but cautiously. It's okay for men to cry, but not normally. Let's start.
Yeah. Walk with me. Walk with me.
Just relax, nigga, take a seat. You be acting all hard, you ain't from the street. Got a good family and somewhere to sleep. Nigga, I was house to house with nowhere to eat. I don't get you niggas, these shoes can't fit you niggas. You can play it off, looking in your eyes, see you mask off. Pretending to be a G until they pull your card. Yo, you still young, don't take the road where I came from. Ain't nothing there, couple of holes, a sip of beer. Switching up, pose with the pole, ain't playing fair. Get up off that circle, you ain't earning shit with them squares. Before you get caught up and then happen to take a stare. Find the senses tingling, feeling all in the air. And keep God close with the post and make a prayer.
Yo, this record for all your loved ones, man. Don't ever steer them in the wrong direction. Being real is a form of respect. Respect yourself.
Let's go, man. Being real is being genuine. Yourself.